All right, part three, practicing away from your instrument. What else can we do? All right, the other thing that I wanted to bring up was subdivision practice. And for drummers, this is like second nature. And then we get with other musicians and they don't do this as much as us. So it can be a real source of frustration. So from a drummer, please practice your subdivisions. Subdivision practice is where you get along with a click. And if you have access to this, you also have access to practicing with a metronome. So jump over and watch that. But this is where you get along with a metronome and you practice basic subdivisions. Eighth notes, triplets, 16th notes, all of those different subdivisions. And we practice them that way when we get on the instrument, we're able to articulate the notes in the subdivisions that we want. When I was, again, living in New Orleans, you know, I was, you know, all doing all those things that you do when you first move out of your parents' house. And so I was making some money and spending a lot of money and being irresponsible and running up, you know, a credit card and all those things that, you know. So my truck, this old clunker of a truck that I was driving, the dinging in the door started, like ding, ding, that tells you it's open. But it just one day decided that it wasn't going to stop. It was going to do that all the time. And I took it to so many mechanic shops. They're like, we don't know where it's coming from. We don't, you know, it took years until one day I took it in to get my radio. I got a new CD player put in way back in the day. And the guy's like, dude, that's annoying. I said, yeah, it is. He's like, I'm in the dash. Can I just cut it? I'm like, yes. He's like, I mean, it won't ding when you open your door. I'm like, I don't care. I don't ever want to hear it again. So that took years for them to fix it. But they couldn't figure out where it's coming from, where the issue was. And so I drove with that dinging on long road trips, wherever, on and on and on. And I got to where it was like, okay, well, might as well make use of it. So I would start subdividing off of the ding, ding, ding. I'd be like, I was practicing subdivisions in my truck. You know, it was a defect. But you can do this without it being an annoying life occurrence like it was for me. It's really important that we get these basic subdivisions down because that is what music is about. It's about basic subdivisions. If I can't say count the triplet and you can't do it, okay, we got a problem because what if the melody has a triplet in it? All of a sudden we have problems not with the melody, we have a problem with a triplet. Okay, so we need to be able to count at least eighth notes, 16th notes, quarter notes, triplets, be able to count those at the least. So subdivision practice is something we can do away from your instrument. The other thing we can do away from the instrument that I'm real big about, football players do it all the time, teams do it, coaches do it, and that is reviewing videos, reviewing gigs, taking notes on activities that you just did. That's going to all happen. Scheduling, all those things need to happen away from your instrument, okay? I'm real big on reviewing yourself. The other day, I recorded some things just to hear how I was flowing, like just to hear, and I come to find out I was not flowing. Like I thought I was sounding in a way that I was not sounding, and that, you know, is always a little humbling, but it helped me realize what needed to be fixed. There are times that I have recorded a gig not to post on social media. Matter of fact, most of the times I don't record a gig to post on social media. I have recorded a gig simply for me to review. For me to go back, and I'll just point the video camera at myself. Don't point it at the other members. They're going to freak out. Just point at yourself. Even just put your phone on the floor where maybe it can just see you and begin recording while you're playing so you can get some. It doesn't have to be great audio. Then later, you can go back, and you can, over a cup of coffee, eating breakfast one morning, you can review that video. Now, some of it will make you cringe, and that's okay. That's what you write down on a sheet of paper. That needs work. But this is where we have the time to do that. If you're working out of technique books, this would be the time that I would sit and go through those technique books, read about the directions, all those things, kind of get my plan together. If you're watching online lessons like this one, hey, I would take the time and go through that and make sure I watched the lesson, took my notes before I was at my instrument. I wouldn't do it on my instrument. If I watched it a second time, I would watch it with my instrument, but I want to watch it away from the instrument to make sure I can understand what's going on within the lesson, what they're saying, see how they're demonstrating it. If you go to a recording session, you know, if you have the opportunity to do that, that's a fantastic way to review. As well, in our cool down, just like we talk about in this chorus, in your cool down phase, you're going to want to review that. So record yourself with your phone, no matter how painful it is, record yourself with something then go back and review it. And as soon as you review it, just delete it. Okay? It's no big deal. These are not files that you need to keep somewhere. Just delete them as soon as you review it. I used to get into the car after every gig, and I would write down everything that I did wrong. Everything that I could remember from that gig, as soon as I got in, I would write down, it was my mistake list. And those were the action items for the next day whenever I got in the practice room. Those were the first things I was going to address, and a lot of them were basic things. It got to where I started counting the number of backbeats. When I was playing in New Orleans, I was playing four-hour gigs. And so I one day I was like, you know, I'm missing some backbeats. You know, it's like one a song, two a song. But it was here and there I was missing backbeats. So I started counting the number of backbeats I missed on a gig. And they went down drastically when I started paying attention to them. Okay, so this is something that we need to pay attention to. Pay attention to the mistakes. Listen to your recordings. Okay, so let's review what all this course, mini course has gone over. We have critical listening. You can do that away from your instrument. We have stylistic listening, where when you need to play a certain style, you listen to that style. We have transcription. We're going to sit there, listen, and write down what we hear, even if it's just a short passage. Or we're going to sing it and try to memorize it. That's a different way of transcribing as well. Then there's ghost practice or technique practice. That is going through the basic motions that you're going to be doing on your fretboard, on your piano, on your horn, on the drums. We're going to go through the basic motions so that when we get to the instrument, the physical part is out of the way. Again, related to Karate Kid, you're waxing on and waxing off. You're washing the car. Okay, that's what we're doing, is learning the big motions. The other thing we need to do is we need to look at subdivision practice, practicing with a click. I'll talk more about that in practicing or utilizing a click in your practice time. You're going to be practicing with that click. And then the other thing is reviewing videos and recordings, scheduling, all of those things. All of these are music-related activities that we can do to help us practice. This does not even begin to go into going to live concerts, listening just for the fun of it, talking to other musicians. This doesn't go into any of those things. Studying music history, those are all different things we can do that are related to our instrument that will help us play better. I can't tell you how many times I've studied the history of a style, and that's made me play that style different. Whenever, even like I studied the history of punk rock to teach it to my drummers. And just studying the history of punk rock all the way from the late 70s, mid to late 70s, all the way to current day, I play songs differently according to what year they came out, because I now know what was going on in the style at that time with those players. Okay, so it'll change your playing just by doing a history lesson. So I encourage you, dig as deep as you can in these topics. Leave a comment down there. How did you like the mini course? Did you get something from it? And then move on to the rest of the course. Begin to put this stuff into your practice time. If you have questions, put those in the comment section, or you can always email help@theartofpractice.online. That's what we're here for.